Day two of the new congressional session brought the House and Senate together to certify the electoral votes of November's presidential election. Today, for only the third time in U.S. history, an official challenge was raised, triggering debate in Congress on voting irregularities in the state of Ohio. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Though certifying George W. Bush's win was never in doubt, today's parliamentary tussle was triggered by a challenge to Ohio's electoral votes. Democratic Congresswoman Stephanie Tubbs Jones of Ohio spearheaded the action, claiming widespread election problems.
And it is on behalf of those millions of Americans who believe in and value our democratic process and the right to vote that I put forth this objection today. If they are willing to stand at polls for countless hours in the rain, as many did in Ohio, then I should surely stand up for them here in the halls of Congress.
Tubbs Jones needed at least one senator to join the objection for it to trigger House and Senate debates. She found an ally in California Senator Barbara Boxer, who was disturbed by problems at the Ohio polls.
Why did voters in poor and predominantly African-American communities have disproportionately long waits? Why in Franklin County did election officials use only 2,798 machines when they needed 5,000?
Boxer and other Democrats repeated time and again that their intent was not to reverse the election of President Bush. Many said they understood that was a done deal. Instead, Boxer and Tubbs Jones said they challenged the electoral certification because they had no other way to get Congress to debate the voting problems. But many Republicans said the forum Democrats used was inappropriate. Ohio Senator Mike DeWine said challenging Ohio's votes unmasked Democrats' inability to accept the true election results.
The election horse is dead. You can stop beating it now. Not one ounce of political flesh remains on that carcass. Ohio has counted and recounted. President George W. Bush received 118,775 more votes than your man, Senator John Kerry.
And some Republicans, like Ohio Congresswoman Deborah Price, charged Democrats with having more sinister aims.
Their challenges to the legitimacy of this election are no more than another exercise in their party's primary strategy to obstruct, to divide, and to destroy. In other words, their objection is a front for their lack of ideas.
After hours of debate in the House and Senate, each body voted on whether to uphold the objection to Ohio's electoral votes. In the Senate, the count was 74-1. That vote was Boxer's. In the House, it was 267-31. The certification of Ohio's 20 electoral votes finalizes a process that voters began last fall. President Bush and Vice President Cheney will be inaugurated on January 20th. Today's battle signaled once again that partisan tensions are running very high in the Capitol. Democrats are outnumbered by 10 seats in the Senate and 30 in the House. That means in the coming months, Republican leaders will continue to steer Congress's agenda, and Democrats will continue to take any chance they get to affect the debate. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.